Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Thursday. Kind of a mixed bag weather-wise today because of the winds. We are seeing, in some cases, storms blowing quickly into communities. What goes from a big, bright blue sky to cloud cover and rain. We've seen power go out in different parts of Saskatchewan over the last little while. High winds and storms impacting that as well. The high winds expected to stick around for most of the day, but unexpected moisture in some areas as well, with a little bit of rain blowing in. The wind should die down later today and to return back to what I would call more normal, seasonable weather, including the wind for tomorrow. Well, I love when we can feature good news stories on this program, and we often do, and we often are proud of the fact that these good news stories are from right here in Saskatchewan. And this next example is a perfect example of that. There's a pretty special place in Regina where people living with disabilities have a sense of independence and freedom, giving them a chance to move away from home. Input Housing is a nonprofit. It's built a 10-unit condo residence in Regina. So it's home to 10 young adults who desire semi-independent community living with individualized supports. There's a building manager, and my next guests are here to talk about that. We'll talk about Input Housing and that opportunity, and we'll talk about the role that Saskabilities plays when it comes to inclusivity in our province. So I've got a few guests joining me today. I'll start introducing Jessica McPherson, who is joining me by phone, Saskabilities Regina Branch Regional Director and Shaping Inclusive Communities Conference co-chair, and this conference fires up tomorrow. Jessica, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Evan. We're very excited to be part of the show
today. Yes, I'm looking forward to talking a bit about your conference. My other two guests are joining us in studio, and I will say no strangers to me, friends of mine, Nick and Elizabeth Popowich. So Nick Popowich is an advocate, is a resident of Input Housing, has been on my radio program before, and is in studio with us today. Nick, thanks for being here, my friend.
Well, thanks, Evan, for having me here, and I'm very honored to be here. And it's too bad I can't see you right now.
I know. It just so happens I'm in the Saskatoon studio. Nick is in the Regina studio today. And joining Nick in studio is his mother, Elizabeth Popowich, who I used to work with at the Regina Police Service. Elizabeth, of course, longtime employee of RPS. In the media world, she was our manager of public information and communications and worked very closely with me there, but also owner, collaborator, and one of the masterminds behind Input Housing. So, Elizabeth, thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks, Evan. That's quite an introduction. Well, I think mostly I'm here today as Nick's mom and Lucas's mom.
For sure. But Elizabeth, let's just talk for a second, because I remember the day like it was yesterday, and this is a few years ago now, where you talked to me about the vision that you and Greg had, your husband Greg, but also other parents trying to provide this independence for their children like you have done for Nick. So how long ago was it that this idea was sparked and now it's come to fruition?
Well, you know, it sort of started, like a conversation on the back deck, you know, with friends. We had, Nick, of course, had friends through Special Olympics and school and book club and various other activities. And you get, you know, the same way you get to know the other parents on the hockey team, you get to know, you know, parents of your kids' friends. And we just started conversation about what happens when our kids grow up and expect to be like their siblings and move away from home and, you know, all the things that come with that. But especially what happens when we are gone, you know, how can we help to ensure their safety and security into the future?
Mm-hmm. So, Nick, let's bring you into the conversation. You've been living now in your condo as part of Input Housing for some time. Tell us, how's it going?
Well, it's going really well right now. Well, to be honest with you, the truth is I was a bit confused at first when I heard my mom and dad saying, "You're moving out." I was thinking, what? And then that's how they told me about Airport Housing. And I just said, okay, when do I move in? And then my dad said, well, plus we have to go through the pandemic. When I moved out, truth be told, I was the fourth person to move out by myself.
Yeah.
And I did successfully.
And you're thriving. Do you like living on your own?
Yes, I do.
Were you lonely at first, Nick? Were you lonely?
Yes, I was. But I did really well.
Okay.
And I really persevered like I am right now. But more than anything, not only the independence, it also gave me a voice. And I'm also a part owner of the house.
Yeah.
And you're a married man.
He's a married man. I know I was going to bring that up. In fact, Nick, didn't you just celebrate your second anniversary with Bree?
Yes, that is true. I just celebrated my second year of marriage and my wife, Bree Elizabeth Marcella Poplis.
I love it. And I was proud to say I was at the wedding. It was an incredible night. Incredible night. 2 years, married life, living on your own. Things are good, Nick.
Yes, to be honest with you, I gotta say, being married was the best step that I ever did. And now, we just formed a brand new family. And now, we are now called the Poplis Wasaba family now.
I love it. Elizabeth, I'm curious. Obviously, you had this vision. You and other parents have come together, put together Input Housing, which now all 10 suites are occupied, correct?
Yes, yeah. Have been from the start.
So did it materialize the way you had hoped? Has this played out? Is this everything you hoped it would be?
Do you know, I think sometimes people must think, oh, you know, you must be so relieved it's all done. It's not really, because we need to do some succession planning, of course, and that'll involve, you know, our Nick's sibling, Bree's siblings, for instance, and so on. So, you know, there's always another thing that we need to think about down the road. But really, I think that, you know, I'll speak for us, but I would venture that the other families agree that this really is a dream come true for our families. We have 10 young people in their 20s and 30s, and they are living their best lives in their own condos, and those places will belong to the families, to them and their families, for their lifetimes.
It's a great success story. Elizabeth Popowich, one of my guests, her son, Nick Popowich, who is a great advocate. In fact, Nick, you have done, I know you sat on the National Subcommittee of the Canadian Down Syndrome Society. So you were part of bringing perspectives of young adults with Down syndrome to the committee. But you also have done, you've worked for many years at SaskTel. And I believe, I remember you telling me, you've done presentations to managers, to colleagues at SaskTel on the importance of supported employment and inclusion. Why is this so passionate for you, Nick? You enjoy giving these presentations?
Yes, I enjoy it very well. And like you said, being from the proximity, if you ask me, not only the inclusivity for myself and others, and yes, I like doing these because not only gave me a sense of pride and a voice, it provided me, of course, I've done this before 100 times, and to be really, really honest with you, I love it.
Well, you are, not only are you a great ambassador, but you're a great leader, Nick. I consider you a friend. I'm honored to consider you a friend. I'm so happy that you're on the show today. Jessica, I want to bring you into this conversation. Jessica McPherson, Sask Abilities, Regina Branch Regional Director. Talk just briefly about the importance of inclusive communities. There's lots of success stories in our province.
Yeah, I think, it's easy to talk about all of the great things happening in the province, and Sask Abilities, that's part of our vision, mission, and values, right, is increasing inclusivity in the community. And so we've been working for 75 years to meet that goal. And hopefully we have 75 more years to continue to sort of grow that impact and grow the community and help be led by people who experience disability to have access to programs and supports that they want to choose.
That's the idea. Yeah, how have things transformed? How have we progressed with that vision over the years, Jessica?
Yeah, well, in 1950, Sask Abilities was started by families. So families who wanted supports and services for children who were impacted by cerebral palsy. And then 75 years later, as an organization, we're serving over 50,000 people every year. And we're just one of a selection of really incredible organizations who are working in the same field in the province. So I think things have changed, but there's always better things that can be done and improvements to continue to make.
Mm-hmm. Jessica McPherson is my guest. You're also co-chair of the Shaping Inclusive Communities Conference, which I know starts up tomorrow. What is this conference all about? Who's attending? What's the goal?
Yeah, so we, in our celebration of our 75th anniversary, wanted to do something to give back to the community, to say thank you for their support, for being part of our community. And so we thought big, I guess I'll say, and we decided to plan a conference with some really incredible keynote speakers and then also to bring information for people who are attending. So we have about 500 people who are coming together tomorrow night in Regina and Saturday. We've got two keynote speakers and then we have four panel discussions, which we're so honored that Nick and Elizabeth are part of, to talk about one of the topics that we're bringing to the conference.
Yeah, it's outstanding. I think saskabilities.ca, the website where people can get more details on that.
Yes, yeah, saskabilities.ca, and we have a whole section about our 75th anniversary and then a conference website that features all of our panel speakers, our keynote speakers, and talks about what the event will look like.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, can you quickly just chat about the importance Saskabilities has played in your family's journey?
Oh, gosh, I can't even begin to express what I think the world would be like without Saskabilities and without other groups like or organizations like Saskabilities. Nick's job at SaskTel came through a program called Partners in Employment. And Saskabilities has played a role in so many lives and gives not only every person experiencing disability an opportunity to live, you know, fulfilling, full lives, gives an opportunity to people like Nick to have a voice and to show some leadership and perhaps inspire others. And so they play a huge role. I just look at how at the football game on the weekend, I saw our little ambassador, Mr. Henry Cafe. And, you know, I think seeing folks living with disability as vital members of our community, that goes back to the work of those original parent groups and Saskabilities and the groups that have grown out of that.
Mm-hmm. Very inspiring organization for sure. Nick, last word, last question goes to you. How are those riders going to do Saturday in Winnipeg?
To be honest with you, Evan, and you want the honest truth?
I do. I would like the honest truth, Nick.
Well, last game, it felt like the best way to describe it was utter chaos. I mean, there were some exciting things when we showed up in the second half. But again, like my mom said, that program also impacted me as well. Mm-hmm. Not just because of my mom, but I can elaborate that last question as well. I think it impacted me because I speak the truth and I also mean the truth.
Yep.
From my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And from the bottom of my heart, from that program, I can honestly say, thanks to the program, I would never have been healed. I would never have gotten promoted. I would never gotten a job before. And I've never been married. But being your friend and guest of honor, I think not only it gave me a great experience out there in the real world, it gave me real experience The reason why I left Vata was because I wanted to be out there, to be in people's shoes, to see what's really, really like out there. If you ask me, there's a brand new world out there for each and every one of us. Does that answer your question?
I love it, Nick. Inspirational words to end off on. I was going to ask you a question earlier if you ever get nervous before doing these interviews, but I think the answer is no. I think you're good. I can tell. You're a great young fella, Nick Popowich. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you, Evan. I will see you when you come back.
I know. I look forward to seeing you hopefully at a Rider game. Elizabeth Popowich, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
And Jessica McPherson, thank you for joining us, and good luck with your conference starting up tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Well, that was a busy one today. Thank you for joining our conversation. As always, we will be back at her again first thing tomorrow morning with another full edition. It's the Friday edition, so that includes It's Eaten Time, Bugs and Hugs, and of course, Green and White Prognostications at noon. Hope you will join us. Show starts at 8:30 tomorrow morning right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.